Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lynn Fisher, a nurse at Washington County Public Health, as she is speaking today about Lyme disease. Wanted to get your thoughts on exactly what Lyme disease is and, you know, the threat it poses to human beings.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, Lyme disease is a tick-borne illness, and it can sometimes leave a person without any really permanent consequences. The person may not even know they had Lyme disease, or people may indeed suffer with symptoms for a while until they get diagnosed and treated with Lyme disease. So the response from individuals is variable, but it can be, people can really suffer with Lyme disease.
One of the things in, looking at Lyme disease to prepare for this interview, Lynn, is the fact that I think the first noticeable thing that you see is a rash anywhere on your body. Is that really the number one symptom?
It is. That's right. That is the earliest sign, is that rash, and it's a bullseye rash. It starts with just a little red dot, and then it comes in the shape of a bullseye. So it's very unique, very unusual. 60 to 80% of the people will notice that rash.
As far as, where ticks can be found with Lyme disease, I know that I believe it's kind of like West Nile virus and mosquitoes. Some have them, some don't. So, where can we find ticks? A lot of places where they could contract Lyme disease.
Right, and that's a very important point, that where you spend your time can be a risk factor for whether or not you get Lyme disease. Tall grasses, woody areas, brushy areas, wooded areas, all are prime places to get Lyme disease. So not necessarily just the woods. Maybe you'll walk through a field of long grasses to get to your favorite fishing pond, or maybe you'll be out watching your grandchildren playing in the grass right next to the edge of your property where there's a lot of long grasses and brushy areas. Those are all places where ticks can be living.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that, a bug, the size of, smaller than a dime, can be found in these areas. Now, how do people protect themselves for ticks this summer?
That's really important, is to try to prevent getting bitten by a tick. Wearing long sleeve shirts, and that's kind of touchy because in the summer it's hot. You don't want to wear long sleeve clothes and long pants. But that really, if you think you're going to be hiking in the woods or out in grasses, or at least while you're walking through that area, wearing a long sleeve shirt, staying on trails, not getting off into the grassy areas, and using insect repellents that have DEET in them. And DEET is not recommended for infants, and there are different products that are available. You want to look and make sure you have purchased the right product for an adult or a child. But that is a good way to prevent.
Now, you mentioned bug repellents with DEET, and that's something that you guys suggest for mosquitoes as well. What does DEET do for the skin to help with bugs?
I think it's just the pesticide that's in the product that actually works for the insect.
Interesting. Yeah. One of the other things I thought I saw suggested was the fact that when you are outside to go through and have like a full body check afterwards, or take a shower even.
That's correct. It's really important to take a shower. Try to take a shower within the first couple hours, within 2 hours of being outdoors, because then you can really wash ticks off that maybe haven't embedded and really look at your skin to see and do that full inspection. And ticks really like to go where skin folds, like arms, your elbows, backs of knees, your scalp, around your neck, around your ears. There's a lot of little skin folds around the ears. Those are all prime places to be checking. And that's really important. That's right, to check your skin.
As far as numbers that we've seen in Lyme disease cases here in the county and in the state, what type of numbers have you found?
Right. Typically, a typical year for Washington County, we have 3 or 4, up to 10 Lyme disease, confirmed Lyme disease cases in our county. For the state of Iowa, in 2014, there were almost 100. There were 194 cases. And then in 2015, there were 285 cases of confirmed Lyme disease. So it is for sure is in the state of Iowa and is in our county.
Now, as far as people wanting to get more information about Lyme disease or any of the other services that you do provide at Public Health?
Sure. They can call us at Washington County Public Health, 653-7758. Another good website to visit would be the Iowa Department of Public Health. You can look under diseases A to Z and look under Lyme disease. Or the CDC has a lot of information about Lyme disease, and you can look at the cdc.gov website.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Lynn Fisher. She is a nurse with Washington Public Health, speaking today about Lyme disease. You can find this program at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Nate Goner with KCII News.